There was this teenage boy, and he just got his license. And he didn't have his own car, and he thought he'd be brave and go and ask his dad if he could work something out as far as getting the use of his car. And so one day he plucked up the courage and went up to dad and said, "You know, I'd really, now that I've got my license, like to drive around a little bit. Maybe go out at night with some of my friends." And the dad looked at him and said, "Well, son, there's a few things I'd like you to do first. Firstly, I've noticed that your grades have been slipping a little bit. And I think it'd be good for you to go from a C to a B. And secondly, I've also noticed that you've not reading your Bible as much as you used to. Would you open your Bible a little bit more and read it some more? And thirdly, your hair is really long. And it would be great if you could get a haircut. And how about in 6 weeks' time, we meet again to discuss how you're going?" The son thought about it. And he agreed to the terms. He said, "Dad, yep, I'll do that." So 6 weeks later, dad calls in his son and says, "Son, I've noticed actually, I've just seen your report. You've actually gone from a C to a B. Well done. I've also noticed that you've been reading your Bible. Fantastic. But what about that hair?" And the son said, "Well, interesting you should say that, Dad, because as I've been reading my Bible, I have noticed that Samson had long hair. I've also noticed that Moses had long hair, John the Baptist had long hair, and they think that even Jesus had quite long hair." And the father looked at the son and said, "Did you also notice that they walked everywhere they went?" I want to talk to you this morning about going from the cross to the throne. We can have the PowerPoint up, thanks. From the cross to the throne. Thousands and thousands and billions of people entering into the kingdom of God. Why do you seek the living among the dead? We heard from Susan Pitar earlier. Let me say it again. Why do you seek the living among the dead? There was an epic battle 3 days ago where Jesus took on all the principalities and powers. I'm not quite there yet, but that's okay. There was an epic battle. Jesus took on sickness. Jesus took on sin. He sank to the lowest depths of Hades. It was like God had abandoned him entirely. The crucifixion was brutal. The blood that was shed left Jesus grotesque and disfigured. God planned to send Jesus to his death. God planned to send Jesus to his death. God is a loving God, but he is also a holy God. There is no other way that sin can be judged. Our wrongdoing, we know how to do it as soon as we come out of our mother's wombs, it would seem. God the Father did not want to take out his justice on us, so he took it out on his son. God allowed his son to go down to Hades, down to the inner depths of hell. The devil thought that he had won. He had the power over death once and for all. But Jesus was stronger than the devil. All hell tried to push him down, but he hurled them away. Our God is strong. Our Savior is undefeated. He utterly destroyed the devil. And as we remember this Easter, 3 days ago and 3 nights ago, he went into the biggest battle of all, not for himself, not so that he could win, but so that we could have everlasting life. He battled for us. He battled for our souls. He took on the power of death. He took it away from the devil. He stripped the devil of his authority, and Jesus became master of all. Jesus did not have this epic battle for himself. He battled for you, and he battled for me. And I want to ask this morning, will you let God arise today? Revelation 1:18, it says this, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Jesus was saying that he has the authority over sin. He has the authority over sickness, disease, death itself. Jesus is over all. Say it with me. Jesus is over all. And what Jesus is saying through his written word is not merely that he lives, but that he has life. He is the source of life for his people. Jesus died as the Lamb of God, but he arose as the great high priest. And we can pick up the story of the disciples and Mary at the tomb, where Susan finished reading this morning in John chapter 20. And Mary has come to the tomb. The stone's been rolled away. And she's there looking in the tomb and she's weeping. She's crying, thinking, what have they done with Jesus? I don't know where they've taken him. And yet Jesus is standing by the tomb. And he says to her, Mary. And immediately, Mary recognized Jesus' voice. And she said, Teacher, Rabbi. And Jesus said, Do not cling to me. First, I have to go somewhere. Jesus was not floating around for 40 days. Rather, he was finishing the work on the cross. In Hebrews 9:11, it says this. So Christ has now become the high priest over all the good things that have come. He has entered the great, perfect sanctuary in heaven, not by human hands and not part of this created world. The verse goes on in verse 12. Once for all, he took blood into that most holy place, but not the blood of goats and calves. He took his own blood and with it secured our salvation forever. Jesus was taking his blood to the mercy seat of heaven. He was saying to Mary, let me be satisfied that the sin of the whole world has been paid for in full. Mary, let me go up first. Once and for all, an eternal sacrifice. Jesus, the great high priest, entered the Holy of Holies in heaven. He dealt with the sin problem. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Bible says, he dealt with all debts. He dealt with all sickness. He dealt with all disease. All claims of justice have been met. How do I know that? Because Jesus was not only a man, because you and I both know that we could not do it because we're fallen, we are broken, we are not completely whole. But the beauty is that Jesus was not only man, he could relate with us because he was man, but he was also the Son of the living God. He formed the bridge that we could not. The Heavenly Father receives Jesus lovingly and wholeheartedly back into heaven. He's shedding his blood on the mercy seat of heaven for all the sins and all the crime and everything that has ever been committed for all time and for all that will be before his return. Only God can do that. And Jesus is rejoined back to God the Father, back to the throne of God. You see, God is not far away. By faith, he's closer than the breath we breathe. And we may question at times, why are these things happening to me? We may say to ourselves, does Jesus really love us? And every day, what will keep you going is the knowledge that you are accepted always. You're accepted always. You're accepted always. He paid the price. He shed his blood and said it, took it to the mercy seat of heaven. Don't give up on God. He hasn't given up on you. He took his blood that was shed. He carried the torment of sin and death and placed it on the mercy seat of God. He has the last word. Jesus has become the mediator under the new covenant. Under the old covenant, we had to make atonement for our sins. Atonement means to be covered up. Who's ever swept something under the rug to cover it up, but you know it's still really there when guests are coming over? But it's not the real thing. See, a shadow cannot completely set you free, cannot completely wash away your sins. The bulls and the goats that were sacrificed couldn't cleanse the conscience. And every day they would have to burn their offering. It's a lot like many religions. Every day have to burn an offering of some description. Every day cover their sins. They are not entirely sure that God accepts them. Never sure if their sins are completely forgiven. The blood of bulls and goats could never take away sins and cleanse our conscience. And condemnation is the number one weapon of the devil. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And when Jesus offered his blood to the mercy seat of his heavenly Father, something incredibly, incredibly significant happened. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. He wanted to be sure. He said, Mary, I've got to do this first. You'll understand the importance of this in a little wee while. He bore the weight of humanity, and we are justified by faith. Faith is saying that I believe in the Son of the living God and what he has done for me. We are assured of our peace with God. We are accepted into the church, the beloved as it's called, through what Christ has done for us. It is estimated that Jesus showed himself to over 500 people after he rose from the tomb. He said to his disciples, wait for the promised helper, the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power, the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you are not expected to handle life on your own. He has given us his Holy Spirit and the church to help us to have our best life. We have restored power, and we are a restored people through what Jesus has done for us. His Spirit is alive through what Christ has done. The Bible goes on to say that as they watched, he was taken up in a cloud. And that cloud was all of God's people. from of old. Because no longer was anything covered, it was brand new. And so Moses and Elijah, and Elijah had already there because he was beamed right up. But there was Moses, Joshua, David, Sarah, Joseph, Deborah, and the criminal on the cross. Today you will be with me in paradise. No longer are things covered, and the cloud of all the witnesses from of old joined Jesus for the greatest event of all time. He rose from the dead. He reunited with those that had lived with him and for him. And that is exactly what is going to be the case for you and for me. We join him forever, for eternity. He's paid everything. He removed what was covered. He removed every fear. And the angels of God said to the men of Galilee, "Why do you stand gazing up to heaven? And this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Thanks, Bremer. And so we have a choice today to reign with Jesus. You need not fear in your life. In a moment, I'm going to ask us to pray and we're going to stand to our feet. You need not be concerned that you might not make the grade. He took all the problems of humanity and he placed them on the mercy seat of God the Father. He fought the epic battle of human history for our souls and conquered all. Jesus is alive. We can pop that overhead up. Jesus is alive. Why don't we stand to our feet for a moment? Bow our heads. I'd like to pray with you this morning before we finish the service. I'd like to invite you to receive Jesus as Lord of your life, or return to Jesus if you're away from him, you're no longer in connection with him. Reunite your faith in him today. Jesus is alive. He's coming back. He pushed the devil away. He mastered Hades. He conquered death. And he's left his Holy Spirit to be with us so that we don't do life on our own. We do it with his Spirit and we do it with God's people. Will you accept by faith what Jesus has done for you? The most important sacrifice ever made. The most important event of all of history. And so with every head bowed and every eye closed, we're going to pray this prayer together this morning. When we finish that prayer, I'm going to ask you if you'd like to invite Jesus to be Lord of your life. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love. I confess my sin to you today. I thank you for what you have accomplished on the cross. I thank you for your resurrection life. I thank you that you've paid the price so I don't have to. I thank you that I do not have to die. I can live with you forevermore. Lead my life from this day forward in Jesus' name. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you prayed that prayer today, will you admit that you cannot save yourself? But Jesus has already paid the price. He's done it all. And all we have to do is by faith receive him. Will you commit to his ways this morning? And allow him to lead your life from this point forward. And on the count of three, if you'd like to receive Jesus as Lord of your life, or today, you know you're away from God, you're backslidden. You used to have relationship preps at some time. But today, you'd like to reunite your faith in the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. On the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it and you can pop it down again. One, two, three. Thank you, I see your hand. Is there anyone else this morning? Thank you, I see your hand. Thank you, thank you, I see your hand. Is there anyone else here today that says, yeah, that's me. I want to receive Jesus as Lord of my life. That's fantastic. Just a little bit longer. Maybe you're still thinking about it. I know it's a big decision. Thank you for taking the courage, those people that have said yes to Jesus this morning. Thank you, I see your hand. You may pop it down again. Is there anyone else today that just says, you know, I need to accept Jesus as Lord of my life. I need to accept him as Lord. He's paid the price. He's alive. We have our best life with him. Last opportunity. Is there anyone here? Apart from those people that have already popped up their hands and say, yeah, that's me. And I'll see your hand and you can pop it down again. Thank you, Lord. Will you do something brave for me if you've come with someone? Would you ask them to come with you? And just join me. I'm going to come down from the stage. But I would love to pray with you this morning and confirm your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you come and please just join me? That'd be fantastic. Those people that popped up their hands, please come and join me now. That'd be fantastic. I know there was a couple of people. That's great. Thank you. Young lady over here, come on, let's be brave. Fantastic. I'm going to pray with you again. Yeah, come on, let's give these guys a hand. Hello. Good to see you. We're going to pray. We're going to pray and confirm what God has done. Hello, sweetheart. I'm Nigel.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Amy.
Amy. And?
Amy.
Two Amys. That's pretty cool. And hello, sweetheart. Good to see you. Hello. Let's pray this prayer. Susan, if you'd like to just take these two ladies. We're going to pray a prayer this morning. Accept Jesus into our life. Can we do that together? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me. I receive you into my heart. Today is a good day. I receive your life. I receive your forgiveness. I receive new life. Thank you, Lord. Let this be the start of a fresh day.
It's a new day.
Thank you, Father.
It's a new day, God. The love of God. The love of God.
That's all God wants, you know. It's all he wants for everyone here. He just wants us to admit that we can't do it on our own. Christ sets us free. You're still out there and you'd like to receive Jesus as Lord of your life. Why don't you come right now? God loves you, man. It's a good day. It's a great day. Father, we pray the power of the Holy Spirit onto these guys. We pray that there would be new life today in order to live rightly in Christ Jesus. Thank you today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We have some people that would just love to confirm what's happened this morning. If you could just follow. Charlie, pass, put your hand up. That's great. Just 1 minute and you can rejoin our service. That'll be fantastic. He's just got a Bible to give you. Steve, go with you, man. That's fantastic. Susan, take them out with them. That'll be great. Thanks. Let's give the Lord another hand. great day to be alive. Father, I pray that we would take seriously what you have done for us on the cross. That not only did you war for everything that was against us, but you took on the powers of death and hell.
That's right.
You were victorious today.
The love of God.
But it wasn't finished because you had to go to the mercy seat of heaven.
Yes.
But you took your blood. And God said, oh, it's a brand new day. And Jesus, you joined God the Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you left us your Spirit that we may know the right path to lead.
That's right.
And we pray that you will seal that across this every person today in Jesus' name.
Yes.
People of God said, amen.
Church, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He loves you. There is nothing you can do to ever separate you from that love. Jesus loves you. And he died so that you may have life. What a great gift. We're going to dismiss our service right now. We would love you to stay and have some lunch. We're going to have so much fun. There are animals over there being squashed and cuddled by your children. There are Easter eggs you may be able to pinch off a child if you're lucky. And we're going to celebrate the life of Jesus Christ. We would love you to stay and join with us, even if you're visiting. We don't care. There's plenty of food. Watch the screen as we dismiss our service this morning, and we'll see you next door. God bless you.